There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
KVJ Cuts.
Well, you know how much people love to judge other people on their parenting. So we always like to put somebody in the spotlight and then let people sound off on whether they're a good parent or bad parent. And today I will be in the spotlight for good dad, bad dad. My question here, am I good dad or bad dad for getting my teenage son into sports gambling?
Okay, so you're talking about the little one, Cannon.
Cannon. He's 13-year-old, yes.
Gotcha.
Not the older one. So he's 13 years old. And the reason why we got into this is they had just recently legalized sports gambling in the state of Florida until they didn't. And they came up with a Hard Rock app. And I said, this is a perfect time to get into it. And my inspiration was our mutual friendship, we all know. He and his son, Brady, they have always, and for years, every single week, in fact, I would help him out. He'd be like, hey, Kev, what do I need to pick for the college football games? I'd be like, go with this one, go with that one. He'd be like, oh, this is helping us out. We won money and blah, blah, blah. And they take the money, they put it in a kitty, and at the end of the football season, they go out and they buy his wife a nice gift. I'm like, how great is that? What awesome bonding with his son. It's harmless little $5 bets. I'm like, I really want to do this. And then when the sports gambling became legal for about 72 hours, I decided to jump into it, download the app, and started making some bets with my son. I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You can do $5 a game, $25 a week. That's going to be our limit. So I want to teach him, you know, some examples about doing that. So here's some of the things where you might say good dad, bad dad. Good is, you know, it's a bonding experience. We both love sports. That's one thing we have in common. Teaching about that, it makes games more exciting, more fun, and you like that. Now, some of the downside of it, yes, I guess technically now it's illegal again to do sports gambling in Florida. So technically I'm bringing my teenage son into an endeavor that is illegal. I also have heard that, you know, he can't use the app. You got to be 18 to do that. He totally takes my phone and uses the app all he wants. So I'm doing that. So that's probably illegal, too. Would probably lend me in some time in the pokey.
I don't think the cops are going to be coming for you just yet, though.
I'd hope not. I'd hope not. But I don't know. This might get me incarcerated. I'm not even sure yet. But the other thing about it was we kind of started on some college football games. It's college football season that is kind of starting to wrap up now. But I have noticed, because you can go back and see the bets that you've wagered and how you did on them. And I started to notice now that my son is veering off into other categories. And he's betting all kinds of different sports I didn't even think he knew about, and teams I've never even heard of.
That's what happens. You got a taste.
Because, you know, what happens is you've got money in the kitty to bet. So this is still off the original. We made a $50 investment 2 weeks ago to put in there. And he's still gambling on that. When he sees money in the kitty, he's like, ooh, I can make some more bets and see what happens. Now, I keep talking to him. I say, look, here's the thing about gambling. Is it can be a lot of fun. You have to look at it as entertainment, but you have to look at it like anything else. A sports game, you would spend so much money on a ticket, but then when the game is over, the game is over and you've spent your money and you got to walk away from it. I said, that's the same thing about gambling, Cannon, is that you earmark however much money that fits within your budget, and then when it's gone, it's gone. You can't be one of those people like, I got to go to the ATM and I got to get more money because I know I'm going to land it on the next one. I don't want to turn him into a junkie.
So close. You can taste it, Virginia. So close.
But the fact that now he's spending, I didn't know this until like, because my phone went missing. Where's my phone? Where did it go? And you know, your kids will do that. When I found my phone and I checked the app, I'm like, oh my, he's placed like 12 bets. Kid's getting crazy with it. He's loving it.
Is he still playing with the house money?
Still playing with the house
money.
Okay,
and so he's not going over the allocated money that you said, 25 a week.
Right, but have I started to lead him down a path? Kid's only 13.
Yeah, you definitely have.
Okay.
Here's the mistake you made.
Okay.
When you give him your phone I think
I did not again give it to
well,
him.
Well, when he takes your phone and starts betting by himself, now it's no longer a father-son bonding thing where they're picking teams together, games that they're going to watch together.
It's lost its essence.
It's lost its essence. You have let this thing go off the tracks by being absent dad.
Wow. Okay. So do I need to shut it down, delete the app, get him away from it right away?
No. You just need to bring him back to doing it with you, not without you. And you guys only need to be betting on things that you watch together and that you care about, aka college football, pro football.
I hope that I can, you know, but it's kind of like one of those, once the genie's out of the bottle, can I rein him back in? He's got a taste.
Well, you didn't have the right boundaries in place, and it's okay. You can tell him that. You can say, hey, look, it's kind of going in a direction that I didn't plan. I wanted this to be something that we did together, not that you did without me.
Okay. All right. I'll have Suits put up the poll. I'll let people judge. Good dad, bad dad. For Kevin trying to do bonding with his son with sports gambling.
You're not bonding if you're not there. He's making the bets without you.
It's true. Yeah. I still talk to him about it. I'm like, going, hey, I saw you placed $5 on Iona.
What is Iona?
It's a school. They have a
Were you
going to
watch
team.
The Iona game?
No, but I think he's checking into it. So now we're getting into college basketball, and college football is wrapping up. And he got a taste. And he did put some money on my Buckeyes last night to knock off number one Duke, and they did. And so, I don't know. I mean, can I come down on a kid if he won money on Ohio State knocking off the number one team in the country?
If you're looking at for your little Jiminy Cricket, little conscious guy over here, you're talking to the wrong side. I love betting, and I love to drink and bet at the same time. So drink him if you
don't
got
forget
him.
Smoke pot.
Drink him if you got him. Smoke him if you got him, and go ahead and bet on a kid.
Okay. All right.
I kid.
Yeah.
A Cannon's going to be living on Skid Row at age 15.
KVJ Cuts.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the KVJ Show podcast, but make sure you check us out on our social platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even now TikTok. Just go to each platform and look for the KVJ Show.